away doing 55 when I had to stop to see the sharpest thing alive. She was the coolest chick that I had ever seen, so I asked her what her name was. She said,
Hip Jolene, Hip Jolene.
Bop, bop, da bop, bop, bop.
It was just about 3 when I came upon the scene. Everything was dark, you know what I mean. The street lights were low, she looked real keen. I asked her what her name was. She said,
Hip Jolene, Hip Jolene.
Ba ba da ba ba ba, ba ba da ba ba ba, ba ba da ba ba ba, ba ba da ba ba ba.
Beside her and asked her, want a ride? She didn't stop to answer. She didn't get inside. I tried once more, but she looked real mean. So I left the scene. That's all, Jolene.
Jolene, Jolene. Jolene, 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 Jolene.
All around this country, there are thousands of young fellows who are suddenly awakening to the fact that they like girls. Girls eventually grow up to be women, so a word of warning is due these boys. Now, fellas, don't be deceived. That young lady you like is no different from all the rest. Oh, her shape may be curvier, her hair more golden, her nose cuter, but underneath it all, she's a woman, and they're all alike, so take care. First of all, they like to talk. And you can get along with them quite well, if you're willing to listen. You'll find that a woman is a thing of beauty and a jaw forever. One subject about which they're always talking is clothes. They're forever shopping for clothes, making them, trying them on, remodeling them, exchanging them, or discarding them. They have closets full of clothes, but never have the right outfit for next week's party. If you have a sister, you've already noticed a few things about girls, such as the bathroom being their own special domain. Girls have taken over the shower curtain rod as an ideal place to dry their stockings overnight. And you all know about the medicine cabinet. It used to hold iodine, liniment, and cough syrup. Today, it's the storage space for 5 different shades of lipstick and nail polish, hair nets, lotion, bobby pins, eyebrow pencils, creams, salves, tweezers, eyeshadow, eyebrow curlers, cologne, emery boards, powder, mascara, and tucked away in the corner, Dad's razor and blade, still wet from shaving Sis's legs. Women are generally shy about telling their ages, usually about 3 years shy. Ever watch girls running for shelter during a rainstorm? They cover the front of their heads with a purse or a magazine. Makes no difference if their clothing gets wet, as long as those front curls don't get damp. Girls are notorious for changing their minds. And when you marry one, she'll change your habits, your clothes, your friends, and your hours. After you're married, and you will be, you know, remember these little tips. When she greets you at the front door, nicely dressed with makeup on, and announces that she's made your favorite dinner, she's either smashed the grill on your new car, gone through the garage wall with the car, the department store charge account bill has come, or all 3. When she says that little Junior has been very bad today, he's always your son. And when he's been good and clever, he's always her son. In closing, fellows, remember this. Marriage is the most expensive way to get your laundry done free.
Here's all you need to know about men and women. Women are crazy, men are stupid. And the main reason women are crazy is that men are stupid. It's not the only reason, but it's a big one. And by the way, if you don't think men are stupid, check the newspaper. 99% of all the truly horrifying shit going on in this world was initiated, established, perpetrated, and enabled or continued by men. And that includes the wave and the high five, two of history's truly low points. But as I say, besides knowing that men are stupid, it's also important to remember that women are crazy. And if you don't think women are crazy, ask a man. That's the one thing men aren't stupid about. They know for sure, way down deep in their hearts, that women are straight out fucking nuts.
Satan is the name she goes by. There's a lot of devil in her eyes. Kiss a fire that burns you well. She breaks your heart and it hurts like, oh, words can't tell. Lady in black, they call her. Your eyes can't believe that's all her. Got to fall, though you know your fate. The eyes of love soon change to the eyes of hate. Beginners. With her there are no winners. She pulls your heartstrings until they snap. Breaks your heart, but you know you crawl right back.
To let a woman make friends with me, she becomes jealous, exacting, suspicious, and a damn nuisance. And I find the moment that I make friends with a woman, I become selfish and tyrannical. So here I am, a confirmed old bachelor, and likely to remain so. Well, after all, Pickering, I'm an ordinary man who desires nothing more than just an ordinary chance to live exactly as he likes and do precisely what he wants. An average man am I, of no eccentric whim, who likes to live his life free of strife, doing whatever he thinks is best for him. Well, just an ordinary man. But let a woman in your life and your serenity is through. She'll redecorate your home from the cellar to the dome, then go on to the enthralling fun of overhauling you. Let a woman in your life, and you're up against a wall. Make a plan and you will find she has something else in mind, and so rather than do either, you do something else that neither likes at all. You want to talk of Keats or Milton. She only wants to talk of love. You go to see a play or ballet. Spend it searching for her glove. Let a woman in your life, and you invite eternal strife. Let them buy their wedding bands for those anxious little hands. I'd be equally as willing for a dentist to be drilling than to ever let a woman in my life.
gentle man, even-tempered and good-natured, whom you never hear complain, who has the milk of human kindness by the quart in every vein, a patient man am I, down to my fingertips, the sort who never would, ever could, let an insulting remark escape his lips. A very gentle man. Let a woman in your life, and patience hasn't got a chance. She will beg you for advice, your reply will be concise, and she'll listen very nicely, then go out and do precisely what she wants. You were a man of grace and polish, who never spoke above a hush. Now all at once you're using language that would make a sailor blush. Let a woman in your life, and you're plunging in a knife. Let the others of my sex tie the knot around their necks. I'd prefer a new edition of the Spanish Inquisition than to ever let a woman in my life. I'm a quiet living man who prefers to spend the evenings in the silence of his room, who likes an atmosphere as restful as an undiscovered tomb. A pensive man am I, of philosophic joys, who likes to meditate, contemplate, free from humanity's mad inhuman noise. Just a quiet living man. But let a woman in your life, and your sabbatical is through. In a line that never ends, come an army of her friends, come to jabber and to chatter and to tell her what the matter is with you. Boisterous family will descend on you en masse. They have a large Wagnerian mother with a voice that shatters glass. Let a woman in your life. Let a woman in your life. I shall never let a woman in my life.
Me mother brought me up, say the women so much dumber than the men. Well, no, cause I say, we put the men and women together, find out which one is smarter. Some say men, but I say no. The women have the men long time ago.
Not me.
Not me.
It's the people who say that the men lead the women astray. But
I say,
it's the women of today, smarter than man in every way. Ever since the world began, a woman was always fooling man.
So if you listen to my story attentively, I will tell you how a woman made a fool of me.
Not me.
Not me.
It's the people who say that the men lead the women astray. But
I say,
it's the women of today, smarter than man in every way. Take a girl to a pretty dance, thinking that you would stand a chance.
Well, you take her home, hoping she's alone. Open the door, find the husband home.
Not me.
Not me.
It's the people who say that the men lead the women astray. But
I say,
it's the women of today, smarter than man in every way. It's the people who say that the men lead the women astray. But
I say,
it's the women of today, smarter than man in every way. Keeping a girl independently, because she says she was making baby for me.
When the baby born, I run to see her. Eyes was black. It was not by me.
Not me.
Not me.
It's the people who say that the men lead the women women astray. But I say, it's the women of today, smarter than man in every way.
If you ain't a man with a lot of guts, a doggone woman will drive you nuts. You can't trust one to the corner nowadays. You gotta watch your dough, she'll cheat you blind. A woman ain't got but a one-track mind. You'll find out, but it's the man that always pays. She'll feed you a line that'll turn your head. You'll marry her, and when you're in bed, she's gonna go through all the pockets in your coat and pants. Then if you object, there'll be a big fight, and chances are it'll last all night. I'm telling you, man, you just ain't got a chance.
Never, never trust a woman. You'll be sorry if you do. Never, never trust a woman. She'll make a monkey out of you.
You know, women are handy around the house, but they can't be trusted with man or mouse. It's a shame the way they drag a good man down. And it's a well-known fact they talk too much. They dig up dirt about the neighbors and such. Then they Paul Revere the gossip round the town. You'll blow your top when they get in your hair. They'll drive you to drink. And man, I swear, you're gonna wish that you'd never seen the light of day. And I'm tipping you off, your goose is cooked when one of them females get you hooked. So you'd better think it over, brother, while you may.
Never, never trust a woman. You'll be sorry if you do. Never, never trust a woman. She'll make a monkey out of you.
I'm telling you, man, it's a dirty shame to come home late from a poker game to a little woman that you know is just gonna give you heck. She's gonna be sitting there alone with a rolling pin. She's gonna let you have it when you walk in. And when she gets through, man, you're really gonna be a wreck. And if you've had a nip, she smells your breath, she start in nagging you half to death. And brother, you gotta put up with that for life. 'Cause the preacher, he said, for better or worse, until you take your ride in that big black hearse, man, you just naturally got yourself a wife.
Never, never trust a woman. You'll be sorry if you do. Never, never trust a woman. She'll make a monkey out of you.
Man, I just gotta have another sack of peanuts.
If you want to spread the news, there are lots of ways to use, but the ordinary ways are much too slow. There is just one thing to do, here is my advice to you. Confidentially, it's the fastest way I know.
Don't telephone, don't telegraph.
Tell a woman and the news will get around.
Don't telephone, don't telegraph.
Tell a woman and she'll tell the whole darn town. Almost every Saturday I would pass the time away. Gambling with the boys was always kind of nice. I was lucky as can be till a woman squealed on me and she told him I was using loaded dice. Saw the cutest blonde one day dancing in the cabaret. She swung her hips around from A to Z. I said, it don't mean a thing if you haven't got that swing. So she turned around and took a swing at me.
Don't telephone, don't telegraph.
Tell a woman and the news will get around.
Don't telephone, don't telegraph.
Tell a woman and she'll tell the whole darn town. All my life I didn't think it was wrong to take a drink, till one day my gal found out and I was sunk. Seems a woman spread the word, and the next thing that I heard They were saying I was in the gutter drunk. Had a fight and shot a man when the Martin feud began. And I thought that I had covered up my trail. Now I sang a different song, 'cause a woman done me wrong, and her gossip put me in the county jail. Oh, my gal and I would spark every evening after dark, and one night I said, please be my honeybee. Later on I changed my mind, but it didn't work out fine, 'cause she slapped a breach of promise suit on me. Don't telephone, don't telegraph, tell a woman and the news will get around. Don't telephone, don't telegraph, tell a woman and she'll tell the whole darn town.
Because the big fat legs are so far apart.
He wants a bow-legged woman.
Divine.
A bow-legged woman, that's fine.
She don't have to be no glamour gal, but she's gotta have hooves like an old beer bear. gotta be on my way to find a bow-legged woman today. I found a bow-legged woman last night.
Yeah!
And man, she was really alright. She had a solid straddle when she came into battle. I jumped dead in the saddle. You couldn't hear a rattle, and there wasn't nobody there to run and tattle. Gotta be on my way to see my bow-legged woman today. I say, my woman with big bow legs.
Once I married a tattooed lady.
Well, tell me all about her, Eddie.
It was on a cold and winter day, and tattooed all around her body.
What was that?
Was the map of the good old USA. And every night before I'd go to sleep,
what'd you do?
I'd pull down the quilt and I'd take a peek. But good gracious, why, upon her legs was Minnesota, on her shoulder Tennessee, and tattooed on her back was good old Hackensack, a place where I long to be. Upon her was West Virginia, through them hills I did love to roam. But when the moon began to shine down on her Wabash, that's when I recognized my Indiana home. Upon her leg was Minnesota, on her shoulder Tennessee, and tattooed on her back was good old Hackensack, a place where I long to be. Upon her was West Virginia, through them hills I did love to roam. But when the moon began to shine down on her Wabash, that's when I recognized my Indiana home.
Make a pretty woman your wife. So from my personal
to marry you. You wanna be happy for the rest of your life. Never make a pretty woman your wife. So from my personal point of view, get an ugly girl to marry you. She's a bad again. But if you make an ugly woman your wife, you'll be happy for the rest of your life. An ugly woman looks built on time. She'll always give you that peace of mind. If you wanna be happy for the rest of your life, never make a pretty woman your wife. So from a personal point of view, get an ugly girl to marry you. If you wanna be happy for the rest of your life, never make a pretty woman your wife. From a personal point of view, get an ugly girl to marry you. Na 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 na. Never make a pretty woman your wife. So from a personal point of view, get an ugly girl to marry you. You wanna be happy for the rest of your life. Never make a pretty woman your wife. So from a personal point of view, get an ugly girl to marry you. If you wanna be happy for the rest of your life, never make a pretty woman your wife. So from a personal point of view, get an ugly girl to marry you. Never make a pretty woman your wife. So from my personal point of view, get an ugly girl to marry you. Only girl, na 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 na.
Okay, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to another episode of The Bit Slap with me, your host, Gabe Z. And today, well, I missed Mother's Day, I know. Actually, I didn't, because where I'm sitting right here, this moment in time, it's Mother's Day. So I'm dealing with it the best I can from the past. I no longer have a mother, but I do have very pleasant memories of Velma Day Kreidler Croteman Thompson. Enough to last a lifetime. She died in 2003 at the age of 75. Right about the same exact day my cat Jersey was born. Coincidence? I'll let you know. Anyway, today we salute women in general, because where would we be without them? I mean, really. We started with something called Jolene from the premieres. This were not the Farmer John premieres. This was the flip side of something called Oh Teresa. These guys are really obscure. They had about three singles. This is from 1958. All About Girls and Women was Tommy Edwards from 1958. He's the guy that gave us, like, you know, what is a boy? What is a girl? What is a teenage girl? What is a temporary restraining order? Things like that. He was apparently an announcer in Chicago. I couldn't really tell for sure, and did a lot of work with the Chicago Bulls. And he's retired, but he's still with us. George Carlin, a couple of 10 cents from George Carlin. Satan Is Her Name was Steve King, not to be confused with that asshole out in Illinois. Rex Harrison, after that, of course, from My Fair Lady, 1950, and the movie I'm an Ordinary Man. And then Man Smart, Woman Much Smarter. That was Nina and Frederick. She was Danish. Nina Van Pallant was her name. Does that ring a bell? She was right in the middle of the Clifford Irving Howard Hughes hoax. many years ago. Tex Williams, Never Trust a Woman, especially Nina Van Pallant. 1947 that was, Tex Williams. And then Tex Williams, who also did Don't Telephone, Don't Telegraph, Tell a Woman, this time done by Roy Hodgson. And then Jim Wheeler and his singing, excuse me people, I'm trying to talk here. Thank you. Wrap it up. Let's see. Yes, Jim Wheeler and the Swinging Strings. Go-Go Girl. I knew a Go-Go Girl once. I Want a Bow-Legged Woman. Yes, was Benjamin Joseph, better known as Bull Moose Jackson, 1947. And then the Tattooed Lady from Eddie McMullen. Remember him? Of course you don't. I don't either. And then finally, one of many hundreds of different versions of Ugly Woman, if you want to be happy for the rest of your life. This one was Dr. Victor and the Rasta Rebels. Victor Kojani was Dr. Victor, or Dr. Vic, as he was also known. All right, got more for you, Mom. Hang in there.
Congratulations and welcome to Record One of How to Make It with Chicks. Hi, my name is Ray Dariano, and I'll be your instructor for our 23-week journey that will take us to happiness, peace, and the finest bedrooms in America. Yes, I'm going to teach you every trick, every action, everything that will help you score. Now, I know how it is. You're walking down the street, you spot a chick, not just any chick, super chick. Your heart starts beating like a Santana record at the wrong speed. You want to say something to her, but you can't. Maybe she'll think your nose is too big. She'll laugh at you, or even worse, she'll kick you in the groin. So what happens? You just watch as she turns the corner and gets picked up by a 70-year-old dwarf. If there was only some little technique, some little trick that would gotten her to come with you, or at least kiss you, well, cheer up, because there's more than one technique. There are literally millions of them, and they're all here on these 23 records. And now for lesson one. The first and only thing it takes to make it with a chick is to talk to one. It's as simple as that. You see a girl who turns you on, you walk up to her and say something. Say anything. Like, your left eyelash is on upside down, but I think it looks great. Or how about the old reliable, ever try it with cottage cheese? Just say anything. That's the whole secret. Go ahead, try a line yourself right now. Hey, that wasn't bad. I think you have the idea. You know, a lot of guys are afraid of a chick. They're afraid she'll be turned off, and so they never try. In other words, they're little punk chicken neck yellow back faggots who are afraid of a little girl. Just remember, she's not going to bite you until you get to know her.
Look at that, ain't she pretty?
Ain't she sweet?
Look at her, she's a beauty.
What a queen.
Why don't you look at the hair? Look at the curls. Look at those two
feet.
Dig those pearls. Look at her, ain't she pretty?
She's a beauty.
I tell you, boy, she's just like a beautiful wax doll.
What a doll.
And you are bound to fall.
Way down.
I like the dress. I like the hose. I like that hat and I dig that pose. Ooh, ooh, ain't she pretty?
Look at her, ain't she pretty?
I tell you, she's just like a beautiful wax doll.
doll.
What a doll.
You are bound to fall.
I like of the dress. I like of the hose. I like of the hat. I like of the falls.
Be-a-ba-de-e-bop, be-a-ba-de-e-bop. Be-a-ba-de-e-bop, be-a-ba-de-e-bop.
Ooh, 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 ain't she pretty?
Thank you.
taken with the powers that be, who claimed public art was not their policy. They painted over her dull old gray, so cars could move along on the old highway. In my heart, she's still in view.
Who?
The pink, pink lady of Malibu. 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 The pink, pink lady of Malibu.
Just around the corner on the other side lives a very lovely maiden in that I have spied. She has a mini skirt and a mini dress, mini blouse and a mini vest. She's the idol of all the teens. You should see her in her jeans. Just around the corner, less than a block, lives this pretty fair-haired maiden that I have taken stock. When I'm all dressed up with no place to go, I can see her mini show. A mini this and a mini that. You should see her mini hat. Just around the corner on the other side lives a very pretty maiden in that I can confide. She has long, long hair to the middle of her back, pretty girlish figure and a face you'd like to smack. Just around the corner on the other side lives this lovely maiden in which I will call bride. Just around the corner on the other side lives a very lovely maiden in that I have spied. She has a mini skirt and a mini dress, mini blouse and a mini vest. She's the idol of all the teens. You should see her in her jeans. Just around the corner, less than a block, lives this pretty fair-haired maiden that I have taken stock. When I'm all dressed up with no place to go, I can see her mini show. A mini this and a mini that. You should see her mini hat. Just around the corner on the other side lives a very pretty maiden in that I can confide. She has long, long hair to the middle of her back, pretty girlish figure and a face you'd like to smack. Just around the corner on the other side lives this lovely maiden in which I will call bride. Just around the corner on the other side lives this lovely maiden in which I will call bride. Just around the corner on the other side lives this lovely maiden in which I will call bride.
Standing on the edge of time, I can see I wanna be in a place where good things happening, good things follow me. I'm happy, I'm Barbie, the feeling's growing in me. I'm happy and bold.
Pretty Linda. Well, she's a earthquaking, hip-shaking, soul-breaking, love-making machine. Hey. She's a man-stalking, smooth-talking, slow-walking cat. You know what I mean? Hey, hey, hey. She wraps those arms around you like a grizzly bear. She'll kiss you every 15 minutes and let you up for air. Cause she's an earthquaking, hip-shaking, soul-breaking, love-making machine. Hey, hey. All right. She's a wild moving, smooth grooving, pot tricking, love making machine. Hey, she's a real freezing, rough squeezing, hell teasing cat. You know what I mean? Hey, hey, hey. She'll love you, lean and like it, sweet as she can be. She'll make you blow your mind before you count to one, two, three. Cause she's an earthquaking, hip-shaking, soul-breaking, love-making machine. Hey, hey. All right! She's a wild moving, good grooving, part taking, love making machine. She's a real freezing, rough squeezing, hell teasing cat. You know what I mean? Hey, hey, hey. She'll love you, lean it like it, sweet as she can be. To make you blow your mind before you can count from one to three. Cause she's an earthquaking, hip-shaking, soul-making, love-making machine. Hey. Well, she's an earthquaking, hip-shaking, soul-breaking, love-making machine. Hey. Well, she's an earthquaking, hip-shaking, soul-breaking, love-making machine.
Doll that's gonna treat me nice. I'm gonna make me a girl machine and build me an angel at 17. I'll make her hair of honey and her lips of wine. I'll add a ponytail and she'll be mine, all mine. Girls can really make a fool of me, that's why I'll build one I can guarantee. If she flirts, tell you what I'll do. I'll turn her motor off until she's true, true blue. I'm gonna make me a girl machine. I'll build me a doll like a movie queen. She won't go flitting like a butterfly, cause I'll build her so she loves me till the day that I die. Whoa, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll build me a doll like a movie queen. She won't go flitting like a butterfly, cause I'll build her so she loves me till the day that I die. Whoa, yeah, yeah.
stars are on Yvonne, though she never stops to talk. Frenchmen cry in consternation, my poor heart completely won. How I love that sweet Yvonne.
She's death on the swanks alone, with the nature's creation. I tell you, I know it goes. What I keep for that young.
Every time she takes a walk, Frenchman stare with fascination. Oh la la, sings Yvonne. All the eyes are on
happy, and my heart was light and gay, singing, always singing. through the sunny summer's day. Happy as a lizard in the waving chaparral, walking down through Laramie with snag to sell. Sal, Sal, my heart it broke today, broke into forever when they laid you in the clay. I would give creation to be walking with my gal, walking down through Laramie with snag to sell. She told me that she loved me and she swore she'd be my pal, but she turned me down completely, did my snag tooth sell. I thought I had her safely in my aching heart corral, but she died and left me longing for my snag tooth sell. Sell, sell, my heart is broke today, broke into forever when they laid you in the clay. I would give creation to be walking with my gal, walking down through Laramie with snag-tooth Sal. Just bury me tomorrow where the lily flowers spring, underneath a willow where the little robins sing. You may yearn to see me, but nevermore you shall, walking down through Laramie with snag to sell. Sell, sell, my heart is broke today, broke into forever when they laid you in the clay. I would give creation to be walking with my gal, walking down through Laramie with snag to sell. Just plant a little stone above that little mound of sod, and right here lies a loving and a busted heart begone. Nevermore you'll see him walking proudly with his gal, walking down through Laramie with snag tooth Sal. Sal, Sal, my heart is broke today, broke into forever when they laid you in the clay. I would give creation to be walking with my gal, walking down through Laramie with snag to sell.
All right, we're back again, yakking it up, having a grand old time. Saluting women. I am in awe of women. My wife is a woman. I'll mention her in a few moments, but what can I tell you? I'd be nowhere without women, and I'm sure the rest of you would too, notwithstanding the whole birth thing, you know. We started that set with Ray Dariano, a little disrespect there, How to Make It with Chicks. Ray was a New York radio person and stuff. He was Soupy Sales producer. Wound up on, I think it was NBC, right opposite, I believe, Howard Stern, back in the old days. The Charioteers, after that, they were a gospel group from Wilberforce, Ohio, somewhere near Cincinnati, I guess. And, ooh, look at that, ain't she pretty? That's a popular tune, too. Pretty Girl Dressed in Brown was Eugene Jefferson on the Open label. The Downtowners gave us the Pink Pink Lady of Malibu. I have a feeling that refers to Angeline, one of those first hugely buxom blondes that was famous just for being famous. It was on billboards all over town. Anyway, that's just my thought. Jimmy James after that, the Mini Girls song, I'm Happy, I Am Barbie. Of course you're happy, Barbie, you have no brain. That was Barbie. There are a number of records purporting to be Barbie, and I don't think any of them really are. Barbie, by the way, was born March 9th of 1959. Makes her 59 years old. Barbie, grow up. Ralph Lowe, after that, one of the MSR guys, who possibly could be Rod Keith, I don't know. A pretty girl with a natural look, my favorite, which brings me to my wife, Linda. Her name is Linda, and that was the legendary Stardust Cowboy, Norman Carl Odom. He's still around. He's in Lubbock, Texas. No, actually, I think he lives in California now, but he's still around, and there you go. My wife and I have one really weird thing in common. Our grandmothers are both named Mimi. And our grandmothers both named Mimi had a lot to do with our appreciation of music. So Mimi's everywhere. Happy Mother's Day. Let's see. She's a Machine was Elvis. You know, some guy from Tennessee. I think you may have heard of him. The Girl Machine was Johnny Walsh from 1961. And then Tony Barillo and the Droolers, Yvonne. Tony Barillo is the guy who wrote The Sound of Worms. You remember that? Irwin and I went to his home in Lyndhurst, New Jersey, and spoke with his widow, who let us borrow a lot of his records, and that was one of them. Weird, huh? And then after that, the Ivies. They were the first Apple group, signed in 1961, or, well, 65, I guess. They evolved into Badfinger, and this was called Her Daddy's a Millionaire. And then Walking Down Through Laramie with Snagtooth Sal, in memory of those who have gone and who are no longer around us. Okay, anyway, Mom, you did okay. I'll see you next week. You too out there. All right, have a good one. Thanks.
I like girls who dot their eyes. I like girls who deal in those that I don't kill, I wound a bit. I run a fancy car, I call it the Mayflower, on account of all the Puritans who've come across in it. Now I took 20-year-old Pam up to the wood near Boulder Dam, stopped the car, thought that she'd know what to do. I said, get in the back now, Pam. She said, what the heck do you think I am? I want to stay in the front seat here with you. Whoa, give me an older woman every time, every time. Give me an older woman every time. They don't yell and they don't tell, and oh, they're grateful as hell. So give me an older woman every time. Now the day that my Uncle Joe married my Aunt Flo, he was 44 and she was 69. That night as I lay on my bed, I heard every word they said. I couldn't help it, cause their room was next to mine. He said, how about it, dear? She pretended not to hear. He begged and pleaded till his voice was hoarse and deep. He said, oh, how about it, Flo? She said, how about what, Joe? He said, how about packing us in and a pair of us getting some sleep? Oh, give me an older woman every time, every time. Give me an older woman every time. Cause they don't yell and they don't tell them, oh, they're grateful as hell. So give me an older woman every time. Now last year I divorced Maureen. She was just 19 the day that she became my bony bride. She was as cold as charity, just as frigid as could be, when she opened her mouth a little light came on inside. Now last week I met her at a party. I was feeling kinda gay, kinda hearty, and several whiskeys had sharpened up my wit. I said, how about a bit of whoopee? She said, over my dead body. I said, Maureen, girl, you haven't changed a bit. Oh, give me an older woman every time, every time. Give me an older woman every time. Oh, they don't yell and they don't tell them, oh, they're grateful as hell. So give me an older woman every time. Now, when I was just a boy, I took a little gal called Joy down to the meadow, and we lay down by a hedge. I said, you know, my pretty little squaw, what your lovely lips are for. She said, to stop my mouth from fraying around the edge. Now, I tell you, my wife's 53, but you know, she still suits me, though of late her hearing ain't so hot. But at night as we lay on our bed, I put my lips close to her head, and I say, well, you going to sleep or what? And she says, what? Oh, give me an older woman every time, every time. Give me an older woman every time. And they don't yell and they don't tell them, oh, they're grateful as hell. So give me an older woman, a real hot-blooded woman, a right-and-pitchy woman. Give me an older woman.